Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Sam, I was thinking it might be a good idea to talk about a Wisconsin, more local-oriented story. Wonder if there's any headline that's tickled your fancy that we can talk about.
Yeah, Matt, I was hoping to get your opinion on an article that came out yesterday in the journal Sentinel. It's about Republican candidate for the governor, Rebecca Clayfish, is inching towards backing a flat income tax, calling Wisconsin's current or century-old tax system foolish mistake. The Republican former lieutenant governor made the comments this week as she called the ending she called for ending taxes on retirement income and made the case for transformational income tax reform. She did not explicitly endorse a flat income tax, but she came close to doing so by disparaging the state's progressive income tax, which requires residents to pay higher tax rates on their income as it goes up.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. That really is a critical issue, and thank you for bringing that up. And I want to jump on that right now. Rebecca Clayfish, you know, I refer to her as the Duchess of Foxconn. Remember, she was the Foxconn aide to Walker, and resulted in our promising $4 billion to a Chinese company who never made anything. They said they were going to make 10,000 jobs with $53,000 a year. It was all false. And then they got control of that land in Racine County, and they barred Intel and they barred Oshkosh Truck from setting up operations there that would have hired 1,000 people at very high wages. And they're just sitting there running out the statute of limitations on fraud. So that's Rebecca Clayfish. But this is an example of Clayfish really not knowing economics, and she could do tremendous damage. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, you turn over a piece of expensive machinery to somebody, they come in with an axe and they don't even know what they're talking about. The so-called the progressive income tax is the kind of tax we have at the national and the state level. And what that says is, if you make a very little in income, at some point, if you make hardly any income, you're not going to pay any taxes, but you're going to pay a small percentage of your income. But as it goes up, you're going to pay a larger percentage of your income because you make more money. And you can adjust various rates from time to time. But there is a group in the Republican Party that says they pick it like 3%. Everybody pays 3%. So if you make $30,000 a year, 3% of, you know, a percent of $30,000 is $300. 3% is $900. You're going to be paying something like roughly $1,000 a year, whereas you wouldn't be doing that now. But if you make $50 million, you're only going to be paying 3%, which is a small amount of money for you. Not only is this inequitable, it's flat out bad economics. Why is it bad economics? It's bad economics because, first of all, what she's suggesting is going to leave a huge shortfall, and she's going to make up for that in the sales tax. Sales tax is a regressive tax. Some states have it up to 8%. Europe has what's called a VAT tax, value-added tax, that's 17 or 18%. And that means if you are somebody with very little money, single mom with three kids, you're going to go in and you're going to pay a very high sales tax, and so will Bill Gates. Well, Bill Gates doesn't care about it. But with you, it can be crippling. So you cannot let the Republicans get their hands on the economy. A Republican cannot be trusted with money, not because they'll steal it. Some will, but they'll help their donors steal it. But even the ones that won't help their donors steal it don't understand money. And they just parrot these economic ideas from the 19th century. And what they're going to end up doing is just what Walker did. Turn down $1 billion in train money, where everybody else is getting it, and it just goes to other states. That's our federal taxes he turned down. Turned down $1 billion in Medicare money, our federal taxes, and then trying to make up for it out of our state taxes, so he double bills us and giving a Chinese company, Foxconn, $4 billion. A Republican cannot be trusted with money. If you think remember nothing else from this show, even if you don't remember, you're not woke if you don't know history, okay? Even if you don't remember that, remember that a Republican cannot be trusted with money, not because he will steal it, although some will, not because he will help his donors steal it, although some will, but because He doesn't know it. He's negligent. He's ignorant. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Well, it makes an interesting segue to the point I wanted you to speak to, which is that this lack of thinking about how policies may impede us financially down the road. And I'm thinking of this fact that people elected Trump knowing that he had this close relationship with Putin and not caring, absolutely not caring about that. And the result of that is that Putin could see that we were fractured. I mean, I think that the January 6th coup, nothing would indicate that more. The visuals of people crawling into our capital seeking to overturn an election states how fractured we were. So that the move against Ukraine it seemed like a good time for him. I was wondering, I was looking up how much that the U.S. has had to spend in sending arms to Ukraine for this very important maneuver that we need to do. And I looked it up in a fact sheet on U.S. security for Ukraine, and in the last week alone, we have sent $1 billion to Ukraine to help these people survive this onslaught. The total since the Biden administration began is $2 billion. Now, that's money that we didn't have to spend if we had a firmer stance against Putin that we surely didn't have during the Trump administration. So I was interested in your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Joe, as always, you're very articulate and you really nail a very, very important issue. I agree with you 100%. And I'll put a little more flesh on the skeleton on this thing. You're absolutely right that the aid we've given to Ukraine military is a little over $2 billion, which didn't have to be spent. And now Biden is promising another $800 million that's in process of going out. Now, it absolutely had to be done, but Russia has a guy who is a Stalin wannabe. He's a Hitler wannabe, but historically he thinks he's a Stalin wannabe. He wants to recreate the Warsaw Pact and recreate dominance of Eastern Europe. Now, wouldn't it have been wonderful if instead of Trump, we had had a different president? I supported Hillary Clinton, but even if you didn't support Hillary Clinton, virtually any Democratic president, and if you're a Republican, even a moderate Republican, like a McCain or a Mitt Romney, anybody other than Trump, because when it comes to Russia, the foreign policy people in both parties understood the threat. They have a very sick man. Putin is a sick, homicidal individual with illusions of glory. And wouldn't it be nice if we were unified like Ukraine? I envy Ukraine, their unity, their love of country, their love, their bonding as brothers and sisters with each other. I really envy that. And we had that at one time. We certainly had it in World War II. I remember as a kid, I was born in 47, so it was after World War II, but my uncle went off and fought in the Korean War. And all through that, we were unified. Now we're split seven ways from Sunday. And you're absolutely right that January 6th insurrection was the poster child for it. It's the visual for it, but it's more deep-seated than that. And the truth is that Trump was a big part of it. And you can say, and I agree, that Trump is not the cause, he's a symptom, and that there are deeper causes, and we can have that discussion, we will on the show. But Trump did it, and Trump was subservient to Putin. And there's an awful video that just came out that they resurrected of Trump and Zelensky talking, and Trump kind of sneering at him, saying, well, why don't you make peace with Putin? And Zelensky's looking at him with these wide eyes like, are you crazy? Trump is a Putin man because he was financially supported by Putin. He was bankrolled by Russians for a long time. And I happen to believe the Steele report that there's a compromising video. Going to a break, Joe, but that was an excellent point. That's exactly right. The lack of our unity is attributable largely to Trump, not exclusively. And it gave Putin an opening. And that's not only costing lives, it's costing a lot of money. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.